This is going to be so awesome. We're finally out of the dorms and into an apartment. We don't have to be stuck with roommates we don't like or stupid rules. They wouldn't let us room together in the dorms just because I'm a girl and you're a boy. They didn't even care that we were best friends. If I would have been thinking ahead of time, I would have just pretended to be a boy from the start so they would have just placed us together. I'm such a tomboy. I can fool most people if I want. Well, if I cover up my chest a little and my voice doesn't give me away. But now we're going to spend our first night together as roommates. It will be like when we had sleepovers when we were kids, but it will be every night. We won't be in the same bedroom like those times, though. I'll be in the big master bedroom and you'll be in the second bedroom. Then we'll switch halfway through the year. We'll keep doing this as long as we live here, which could be years. That was the fairest way to do things. So, first things first, I suppose we should be getting the sex out of the way. Yeah, sex. You have heard of it, right? Just in case you forgot, we had sex ed class together. The way I see it, we've got a few weeks or months as roommates before things start getting awkward between us. Mostly because of you. I've seen you looking at other girls around campus. At some point in the future, you're gonna realize that I am a girl too. Maybe it's when you accidentally walk on me in the shower one day, or I don't realize that my bedroom is open just a little bit while I'm changing. Then the sexual tension will start to build, and slowly start to get in the way of school and our friendship. I'll be oblivious to it at first, but you'll wear me down with those stupid puppy dog eyes, and just by being so easily available, we'd end up having sex at some point or another, which would reset all the tension. Then things would go back to normal. So let's just skip all those months of growing weirdness at the beginning and go straight to the sex. Then we can order some pizza, finish unpacking the rest of our stuff, and then call it a night. Doesn't that sound like a plan? No, having sex won't make things weird between us. I just explained how not having sex will be what make things weird. It will mean weeks and months of growing tension between us that will manifest itself into us snapping at each other and arguing over stupid stuff. Don't you watch TV at all? But I can understand your hesitation. You're still thinking of me purely as a friend and not as a woman. We've known each other for a long time, long before I had breasts or other curves. And all that time, I've never really acted like a girl that much. Honestly, I don't expect that to change anytime soon either. But I'm a girl. You just need a little help accepting that. Maybe a visual aid? If I took my shirt off. Oh, look. Tits. Girl tits, even. And now I've done it. I've started the process by which sexual tension starts. There's no going back now. Which is why I'm going to remove these shorts. You'd think my legs would have been enough to convince you I was a girl. Maybe if I wore something with a heel. Well, actually, I'd most likely fall and break my neck. But now, standing here in just my panties, hopefully you can tell this isn't a boy's ass. And this is literally the best part. If I take my panties off, hopefully you can tell this isn't a boy's pussy. Well, at this point, I think it's a foregone conclusion that we're gonna fuck. Even if you somehow turn me down, you aren't going to get the image of my body out of your head. We'll just end up doing it sooner or later. As I said before, it's better if it's sooner. There's so much less hassle that way. I don't have to lie awake at night hearing you masturbate, knowing damn well I'm the one you're masturbating to. So we fuck now, kind of like an icebreaker. Then maybe we fuck again every few weeks just to keep the tension under control. So, are you gonna bang this tomboy? I mean, look at me. I've got short hair, but other than that, I'm all girl. What kind of man doesn't want to fuck a girl that looks a little bit like a guy? Maybe your brain is still trying to process the breasts and the pussy after thinking of me as just one of the guys all this time. But here, give me your hand. That, my friend, is a breast. a pretty nice one, too. Nice and soft, don't you think? Hey, you want to suck on one of my nipples? Sure you do. Here you go. That will help convince you. And if that doesn't, my work moving that hand of yours down between my legs might help. See, that's my bush. I trimmed it a little for the special occasion. If I move my hand further down, then there's my pussy. You may remember all of this from that sex ed class. Like this part. My favorite part, and possibly soon to be yours. This is my clitoris. Just rub it nice and slow, but keep sucking on that nipple. Yeah, that's good. You did a better job of finding it now than you did on that one test. And you're doing a pretty good job of making me wet. Wet enough where I could probably easily get one of your fingers into me. Should we see? Yeah. Just slide it right in. Now move it in and out a little. But use your thumb to keep rubbing on my clit. That's it. I'll have you trained in no time. Now, put another finger inside of me. Good. Very good. Now move them both in and out. You're making me ridiculously wet now. Here. Pry your lips off my nipple. Then pull your fingers out of me. My God. See how they're just dripping with my juices? Give them here. I'll look them clean for you. Oh, does that turn you on? Do you like a girl enjoying her own taste? Or is it the feel of my mouth sucking on your fingers? Do you maybe have something else you would like me to suck? Something that's been getting big and hard this entire time? Yeah, just let me kneel in front of you and pull those shorts down. Doing sexy stuff with me doesn't seem so weird to you now, does it? Let me just size up this bad, bad cock you have. I'll wrap this hand around the shaft. While my other hand goes between my legs. My fingers aren't as big as yours, so I'll need to use three for the same effect. Then I just have to keep fingering myself while I slowly go down on your cock. God, you're so hard and so big. I never thought I'd say this, but my mouth needs to be bigger. I'll make it work, though. There must have been some tension between us already for you to get this aroused this fast. If I wouldn't have pushed you to this today, you'd just have been thinking about my tomboy body day and night. My goal is to get your cock as wet as my pussy is, but I don't think I have enough spit to make that happen, because I'm so wet right now, but I think there's enough wetness between the two of us to make things fucking easier, and much, much more fun. Okay, I'm gonna stop sucking your cock. Oh, don't look so disappointed. You'll like this next part. I'll lay down on the floor here, and we can do it right here in the living room. then no one's bed gets messed up right after we make them for what will probably be the only time in months. Plus, when we're watching TV or gaming, I can point at this spot on the carpet and say, "Remember when you fucked my brains out there?" It'll be kind of our inside joke. But this is no joke. I need you on top of me and in me, Rumi. That's the way this tension-busting thing works. If we stopped now, especially with just a blowjob, that would make things worse. You'd be craving my pussy, and not having it would drive you nuts. And trust me, my pussy's pretty sweet. Tight and wet and very receptive to things being stuck in it right now. So I'll let you have it now, and get that potential frustration behind us. Now come on, show me that you're better than that grade that you got in sex ed class. Call it extra credit if you want. Or just calling it banging your tomboy friend. I don't care. Just get on top of me and we'll figure the rest out. Good. Now the next part. Whoa, dude. Were you trying to kiss me? This isn't that kind of relationship. I'm not the romantic type. I'm the banging on the floor type. Let's not complicate this with something that might lead to love. That is what would mess up our living arrangement, not sex. If you're looking to touch two body parts together, stop focusing on our lips and push that cock inside my pussy. Bingo. Right on target. Let me move my legs further apart for you. Maybe you can feel my pussy open a little for the head of your cock. Dude, that was totally your cue. Start cramming that bad boy into this bad girl. Good. You're starting to go in. You're in enough now to make things easy to just slide the rest of the way. So go for it, lover boy. Yeah. We're totally doing it, bro. Isn't my pussy everything I promised it would be? But to really get the most enjoyment out of it, you're gonna need to move some. And by some, I mean a hell of a lot of it. Yeah, that's a good start. You already know I'm not fragile, even if that part is softer than most of me. And I'm so wet. And both of our fingers already got me pretty ready for your cock. But your cock is so much bigger than the fingers were. Not that I'm complaining. Quite the opposite, really. In fact, I think I'm ready for more. Fuck me harder. Fuck my tomboy pussy harder and deeper and all kinds of other fun adjectives. I'm just gonna get louder and louder until we risk getting our first noise violation on our very first day. But I don't care. And I don't think you do either. Am I right? Sorry about your back. Just be thankful I don't have girly fingernails or you really have some scratches. Here, let me wrap my fingers in your hair instead. You've got longer hair than me, dude. But I kind of like it. Just like I kind of like your cock. Well, really, love actually. But it's okay to say I love your cock. It's not the same as being in love with you. Or it's okay to say I'm in love with the idea of you busting a load of baby makers into me. Relax, I'm on birth control, dude. Like, either of us need that complication right now. Babies are worse than love for messing up people's lives, especially in college. So don't worry about stuff like that and just focus on pouring as much cum into me as you can, okay? Oh, fuck. I'm so close. I'm gonna come. Hurry up, you're gonna miss this ride of the train, dude. Never mind. Oh, there you are. Ramming that cock into me as a hot, delicious eruption of cum targets my womb. I can't resist that. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh! Shit. All of that tension is gone now, huh? We can go back to just being roommates and best friends without wondering what screwing each other would be like. Aren't you glad we got that out of the way? Now I'm thinking a shower for me while you order the pizza, then pay for the pizza, then watch me eat most of the pizza because apparently fucking you makes me really, really hungry afterwards. So buy two pizzas if you want any. Oh, and I did let you fuck me. You could buy me some wings and a dessert pizza too. Sure, it would be expensive, but girlfriends aren't cheap, you know. Yes, girlfriend. It's easier to say than friends with benefits or fuck buddies. I'm your girl, and I'm a friend, and we occasionally fuck, but never kiss unless I'm drunk or something. I think under those circumstances, you're more likely to get anal than kissing, which to say, not likely at all. If you do play your cards right, though, I know that might be natural for you to develop feelings for me with all the sex and stuff. So maybe if we do some girlfriend experience stuff with you, that could keep those thoughts down. Just like the screwing will keep the sexual tension down, I guess it's okay to kiss you if it's part of some kind of roleplay. So yeah, that sounds like a plan. Maybe we could do a dry run of the girlfriend experience thing tonight after we've eaten and finished unpacking. Maybe with a safe word just in case it gets too out of control with the lovely W emotional stuff. We'll figure out the details later. One thing for sure though, this is going to be one hell of a year together as roommates. Well, at least as long as neither of us screw it by falling in love with each other. By which I mean you, because I'm the one stone-cold bitch. It's just my pussy that's soft and warm. No guy could melt this heart. But since I know how competitive you are, you're more than welcome to try. In fact, let's make a bet out of it. The first one to make the other fall in love with them wins. If I win, I keep the master bedroom as long as we live here. If you win, you get the big bedroom. And if we tie, then I guess we'll just end up sharing it.